In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, I love mountains. The mountaintop is one of the most beautiful places on earth. Maybe it's the panoramic view and the realization that of just everything that's in God's creation. Maybe it's the experience of watching clouds float by at almost eye level. Maybe it's the thin air affecting my brain. I don't know what it is, but I do love mountains. I heard a story about a young man who went up to the mountains, and he slipped and he fell off a cliff while hiking up a mountaintop. And luckily, he was able to grab onto a branch on his way down. And holding on for dear life, he looked down only to see a rocky valley some 1,500 feet below him. And when he looked up, it was a 20 foot to the cliff where he had fallen from. In panic, he yelled, "Help! Help! Is anybody there? Help!" And a booming voice spoke up. And it said, "I am here, and I will save you if you believe in me." "I believe! I believe!" yelled the man back. "If you believe in me, let go of the branch, and I will save you." And the young man, hearing what the voice said, looked down again, and seeing the rock valley below, he looked back up and he shouted, "Is there anybody else up there?" I laugh at that one every time. Getting to a mountaintop can be difficult. As much as I love to stand at the top of a mountain and look out on the world below, generally speaking, if I can't drive to the top, I don't go. I don't know if you've noticed where my center of gravity is located, but it isn't conducive to walking up or down a hill. And besides, most of nature is not only dirty, it's also not air-conditioned. That being said, I have taken a few hikes in my life. Usually these mountain trails are uphill, but smooth at first. As we get further and further up, they become steeper and steeper. There are more rocks and roots to stumble over. It becomes more and more difficult to keep a good footing. Mountaintops are great, but they are hard to get to. In the same way, the high points or mountaintops of our spiritual lives are wonderful, but they are sometimes hard to reach, especially when we need them the most. It seems that we have to go through a lot of trials to get to those times, if, of course, we ever get to them at all, it seems. But in those moments, sometimes small, sometimes big, when God's glory is revealed to us, we feel closer to God than other times. And we are given a new perspective on our lives and our relationship with God. I think Jesus' disciples knew this fact. It was a rough trip up the Mount of Transfiguration. Their journey to that mountaintop began when Peter confessed that Jesus was the Christ. Jesus had asked, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter had faithfully responded by saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus explained to them that the Son of Man must go to Jerusalem and die, and on the third day rise from the dead. And Peter, the one who had spoken first before, said essentially, "Never, we won't let that happen to you." But Jesus spoke back just as sternly. He says, "Get out of my way, you devil. That is the way humans think." The disciples probably felt like they'd been kicked in the teeth. It was like their best friend had told them that he was dying of an inoperable cancer and only had 6 months to live, and it was going to be wonderful. And when they had tried to convince him otherwise, he pushed them away. The account of the Transfiguration begins with the phrase, 6 days later. For 6 days, they carried this news of Jesus' impending death around inside of them. For 6 days, they looked into their souls. For 6 days, they secretly grieved for the inconceivable death of their Savior. What would they do without Jesus? For 6 days, they walked in a daze between denial and acceptance of the most unacceptable news they had ever heard. And then Jesus took Peter, James, and John up the mountain. And suddenly, on this new day, or Sabbath day, the seventh day, the day of God's favor, they had perhaps the greatest mountaintop moment of all time. Christ's clothes and his face glowed. Heavenly light shone from him. And then, almost literally out of nowhere, Moses and Elijah appeared, the two greatest prophets of God right there with Jesus. And then a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came down from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And then, of course, just as quickly as it began, it all ended. If I were one of those disciples, I'd think for a minute that maybe I'd lost my marbles. It's as if they had just experienced one of those non-secular commercials or just lived out some sort of weird Monty Python sketch. Just what exactly happened here? Maybe if the disciples could hold on to two truths of their week in balance, maybe if they could remember Jesus, the Messiah, suffering and dying, and Jesus, the Son of God on high, glorified, maybe that balancing act could help them understand or at least cope with what was happening. Maybe the vision of glory and the voice from heaven could help them deal with the trials of the past and with their future. Maybe it would give them the strength to lead the other disciples in their trials as well. My brothers and sisters, life, especially the life of faith, is an uphill journey. There are rocks and pits in the trail, and it gets rather steep. Often there's no air conditioning, and the parking lot is a mile away from what you came to see. As we trudge up that trail,
got mail.
Disappointment and doubt far too often. Even though we have confessed Christ as our Lord and Savior, it gets difficult. We are all troubled by doubts and dilemmas. Why does bad things happen to good people? Why does God let innocent children suffer? Why did God allow faithful people to die of cancer or to contract AIDS? Why is this pandemic raging? Why did I lose my job? Why did my loved one have to die? Why do I or a loved one have to suffer with depression or anxiety or disability? Why does God let me suffer? It's like a kick in the teeth, isn't it? Hey, wait a minute, Jesus, remember me? I was the one who said you are the Son of the living God. And now you do this. You can't go die on a cross for me. I won't let you. So far, it hasn't worked for me. And we sit and we stew in our disappointment. We grieve over a loss that we can't seem to accept. We keep poking the sore spot to see if it gets any better, and we doubt. Just like the young hiker who fell over the cliff, we yell, "Is there anybody else up there?" For 6 long days or months or years or decades, we sit in the darkness of a cloud that overshadows us. And our spiritual vision never goes beyond our hurts and our doubts. But yet we hope. That's all we really have to cling to sometimes. And in faith we sit where the Lord has called us to be. And then that seventh day comes, the Sabbath day, the day God hallowed and made holy. What then? Then the glory of the Lord is revealed. On the Sabbath day, Jesus stands transfigured, glowing with a heavenly radiance right before our eyes. On the Sabbath day, the voice of God speaks out of the cloud itself. Often the Sabbath day of revealing glory doesn't come fast enough for us. It doesn't always happen when we want it to, or even when we pray and beg God for it to happen. But remember this, my brothers and sisters. We have a promise that it will come. It will come for each and every one of us and will culminate in the promise God has given us that has been proclaimed for generations. That Jesus, the Son of the living God, that our eyes shall see him and not another. We shall see the Savior. It'll be a mountaintop experience that will beat the view from Everest, the Matterhorn, or even the top of East River Mountain. And from that point on, we will never see the darkness of a cloud that will overshadow us, because we will be on that mountaintop, transfigured with Christ forever. Remember that. When the trail gets steep, remember that God's glory will be revealed. Hold on to the glory that you have seen and the promise of the glory that you will see. Balance it with the truth that the trials of the past have shown you. Let it prepare for you the desert places and the trials that may come ahead. If you can hold on to that glory and the voice, it will enable you to face the memories of the past and the troubles of the future. Yes, the mountaintop is steep. That climb is rather treacherous. But remember, God is with you, and God's glory will meet you at the top. Amen.